This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Vax from cover up to catastrophe. It's getting booted from some film festivals.
Everybody doesn't seem to want to hear much about it. It's shut down.
Robert Scott Bell.
The DEA says it will not reclassify marijuana.
These people are like living in an episode of Hawaii 5-0. They're living in the past.
People don't smoke marijuana and beat up their wives and girlfriends.
Robert Scott Bell.
Often heard of the dangers of saturated fats, but could some of those fats actually be good for you?
Do you think so?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Well, we're going to Disneyland. We're going to Disneyland. Was there a song? I'm going to Disneyland. Well, not exactly. Yeah, not in that way. We're going to explain to you how a screenwriter, a movie maker for Disney is in a heap of hot water, apparently. And we're going to have to dissect this. But before we go there, Superdun, did you notice there's a lot of comments coming through on the SpaghettiOs story you made me cover yesterday? I think it was our friend Ronnie.
I like the way you put that. I made you cover it yesterday?
Right. It was kind of gross. It was funny, but it was gross. I look at SpaghettiOs and I go, you know, you and I both used to eat a lot of those growing up. Chef Boyardee.
SpaghettiOs and Chef Boyardee raviolis, too.
Remember those? Yeah. Absolutely do. Now, yeah. We're getting a lot of people in the chat room saying that they've never eaten that. I think they're just kind of being a little bit holier than thou. They don't want to acknowledge and admit that they've eaten that growing up. Like, you know, we're not so above and beyond our past that we don't acknowledge how we got here. Come on, fess up if you've had them. I just don't want to eat them in Jell-O. I think we're all in agreement on that. But if y'all missed that was our finale yesterday. Very funny. One of those reaction videos is somebody was making a dish, a bundt cake, apparently with Jell-O and SpaghettiOs.
Well, yeah, he was watching. So why, you know, because you have all these crazy online, like on YouTube, you can see these videos of people making, you know, food. And some of them are really out there. And this one particular guy does those types of reaction videos. And they're very funny.
Well, you know what? Steve Feld, my buddy Steve, came by Sunday. And he said, you know, you should come over with Paul's family, and then we'll do – have you ever seen that movie – not a movie, the television show Chopped? I think it's on the Food Network. Where they
I don't think I've watched that one, no.
They're given a key ingredient, apparently, and they say, you have to make this into something, a dish, a dessert or something. And then you got to, you know, do it, and then they compare it, and then someone gets chopped, and then until the final. And they said, we could do that, we could film it. Like, really? I don't think mine would go over that well, but I'm willing to try it, just no SpaghettiOs.
Okay.
Superdon, is there such a thing as a pragmatic idealist or an idealistic pragmatist? Have you ever encountered that in your life? I don't know which one is appropriate or not appropriate. What is it even real? Because sometimes I feel like I'm a pragmatic idealist, right? Okay. I love liberty. I believe in health freedom, and I believe in spiritual freedom. I want people to live their dreams. And yet I recognize the pragmatism part of me is like, yeah, we're on planet Earth, and there's a lot of...
Well, I think if there's anybody who's pragmatic around here, it's me, because I'm just the guy who's just like, screw all these stupid theories and blah, 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 who cares, just, you know, get off my lawn, right?
Right.
So, yeah, no, I get it. I kind of like that, actually.
But idealism is that, you know, you strive to live according to higher ideals, and you'd love your fellow man, woman, and child to live to those ideals as well.
Yeah.
But we're pragmatic and realistic that, you know, not everybody's going to do that. Now, you know, some people say, well, you want anarchy, you don't want any government. Look, if it could just do what the Constitution allows it to do and nothing more, I'd be okay with that. I think that's all right. I don't think, but of course, now that's not realistic. That's anachronistic. That's you being anti-government. Well, our founding fathers were pretty much anti-government. They wanted to keep it in a constitutional cage. And, you know, I look at the things I like to do in my life. And, you know, the freedom to travel is one. And I recognize that people's religious liberty is being threatened, or their liberty is being threatened in many ways. Now, some people only recognize it in terms of, you know, mandating participation in certain tax schemes that fund abortion. You know, that is a fundamental violation if you perceive and believe that abortion is wrong, right, on a moral or a spiritual level. How about, you know, the vaccine issue? When we talk about injecting toxic components from animals and aborted fetal. Yeah, here again, we come to that, and we have governments consistently violating religious liberty in that regard. Oh, no, you're not allowed, or we've got too many people that have claimed religious freedom, so you don't get to, as if there's a quota on religious belief. So, the dilemma is, you know, as the idealistic side of me, or that is who I am, having to come up and butt heads against the so-called pragmatists who say, well, you can't have that level of freedom. You can't be free to move about the earth cabin like you want to, Robert, or else it'd be chaos, right? Simple freedoms. You know, these freedoms, these rights to travel, given to us not by government, but by God, by a creator. And yet governments get in the way of those things. And so, you know, fundamental to this show is perhaps a little bit of tension every day, every show, where I'm like pushing against it, recognizing that not everybody's ready for freedom, not everybody embraces freedom, yet for those of you who do, maybe you're a bit turned on by this. And I don't mean this in a super don in a wah-wah-wah kind of way, you know. But, you know, it's like, yes, freedom, right? You get that, and you're like, yeah, right? Whether it be a Mel Gibson kind of thing in the movies or in your own level of reality. And part of the freedom is the freedom to communicate, the freedom to speak, right? Freedom of speech. In the First Amendment, it talks about freedom of religion, freedom of your beliefs, conscience, freedom of speech as well. And I think they go hand in hand because we're butting up against political correctness all of the time. And that violates a fundamental freedom of speech. Now, you could be freedom to speak things that are, and by the way, the First Amendment wasn't written to protect speech that everyone goes, oh, yeah, we like that. It's written specifically because there's going to be speech you don't like and to protect that. But in the court of public opinion, certain speech, certain words you can't say. And I'm not necessarily going into a George Carlin-esque monologue here because of the seven words you can't say on TV, which now you can apparently after 10 o'clock on cable. But, you know,
some of them anyway, yes.
Some of them. What we're doing on radio, of course, we're cognizant of the fact that the FCC says, you can't say that because we have, you know, radio, syndicated radio, as well as obviously an internet presence where you have more freedom. But this Disney person, Terry Rose Rossio, apparently he did Aladdin, Shrek, Pirates of the Caribbean. He's very apparently sympathetic to people who have woken up to the reality of vaccine injury. That is, vaccine injury is real. That vaccines aren't safe. Now, whether this guy is an anti-vaxxer, as we've been smeared with, and I say smeared with it, even though many of us have
gone,
yeah, that's fine. Yeah, he is now. But whether we acknowledge and say, oh, yeah, I'm an anti-vaxxer or not, the smear version of it, the CIA term, like conspiracy theorist, it's meant to denigrate. It's meant to some level, dehumanize, to make you ostracize you, give you that scarlet letter, to make it that other people are not going to want to be around you. It's also considered to be what, blackballing, or what is the term, you know, when you're no longer in the good side of an industry. You'll be
blacklisted.
Blacklisted, right? So, irony of irony, this guy comes out and says, you know what, I'm sympathetic to the people that are called anti-vaxxers because he knows the pain that they felt because their children, for instance, have been injured by vaccines. So, now he is going to be blacklisted because he made an uncouth comparison. Not even one that I would necessarily agree with, but he tweeted out this. And Super Don, do you want to read this tweet, everybody? Because this is a shocker a little bit.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not going to do it totally verbatim just because.
Okay, yes. Please don't.
I don't want to get us in trouble. But here's what he says. And look, let me read it and then we'll talk about it.
Okay.
The tweet says, my heart goes out to all the parents of vaccine-damaged children who have not only endure the sadness of their loss, but also the vitriol of ill-informed and insensitive people such as those here. And he says, anti-vax is the equivalent of calling someone a N-word and makes as little sense.
Okay. So that's Terry Rossio.
Now, here's the thing. I said, yeah. Let me just, very important sure. detail here. Yeah. I said N-word.
Yeah.
He did not say N-word. He actually spelled out what N-word stands for.
Right.
So, you know, listen, when you look at the tweet and you look at the first part of it,
mm-hmm.
he doesn't necessarily, excuse me,
mm-hmm.
necessarily say that he is against vaccines. You kind of get that idea.
Sure.
But what he's pointing out here mm-hmm. is, you know, look, these people are people, and their children have been damaged by vaccines. And so, you know, when these people say anything about that, they are labeled anti-vaxxer, they're persecuted, they're mocked, they get threats. I mean, it's just ugly. It's demeaning. It's persecution.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so when he goes on then next to say that calling somebody an anti-vaxxer is the equivalent of calling someone an N-word,
mm.
I understand where he was trying to go with it. Okay.
Mm.
The problem is, as you very eloquently set this up, is that that word is not something that is acceptable in any form or fashion, nor do I say that it should be.
But
on Twitter, dude, you know, you don't, when you are a Hollywood guy, and you come out with a tweet.
You are asking
that's,
for trouble.
That's anti-vaccine and drops the N-bomb on there.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I think he's got a good 401k.
Right.
You know?
I think he's done well with the movies he's done, but he might not recover from this. I don't know. Now, you know, the N-word has got such a connotation, of course, in the way it's used historically. Of course, some people still use it. Remember our friend Darla Schein got in trouble just for bringing up vaccine issues and autism in the African-American community. Suddenly she was smeared as a racist, which she is not. And so I don't believe this guy is a racist. I think he misspoke. Let's just say he wasn't thinking clearly when he sent this tweet out. But the sentiment, the parallel, it's not exact, but the parallel is if you denigrate somebody with a word that you know is used to demean them, I can acknowledge that there is a distant relationship, not the same, but a distant relationship that the attempts to use words or slurs like anti-vaxxer against those of you who have woken up because of the hardship and heartache of having a child either killed or injured by a vaccine, and then they attack you when you say, you know what, I got questions about these vaccines now. Again, it's not the same thing as the N-word, but there's a sentiment there of utilizing words to hurt, to smear, to denigrate, to ostracize, blacklist, or blackball. Folks, we've got a lot of healing. Maybe music can help us do that. We'll do so after this break. Go to robertscottbell.com.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. and what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
For P150, P150 GA, P150 NY, P150 OK, P150 TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Scott Bell Show. Well, obviously, music plays a big role even on this show. You know, occasionally we get people that are very musically oriented. I remember Superdome, of course, Liam Schaeffer, a good buddy. He was just so musically, you know, infused, right? Very talented in that regard. Chris Barr, in his own right, gets in and appreciates music, and we talk about it. We make fun of each other, Neil Diamond versus Barry Manilow stuff. And, you know, I think about how music can evoke, just instantly take you back to places. You know, I've talked about this over the years here. And even, you know, growing up Jewish and being bar mitzvah, we chanted the words in Hebrew. We sang, chanted, and it had this vibration about it. I didn't understand it at the time so much as I do now when people use words, mantras, singing, or in Christianity, even going back to the Gregorian chants, how music can be used medicinally. I think that's not a new concept, but I think it's lost to most of us in this world where we just go, we listen to music unconsciously. We just go, whatever, I'm like that. I'm pretty conscious about choosing something for a specific reason. It elicits a response in me that helps me, whether it be writing or other things. Or athletic endeavors, right? People will put on a particular tune that gets them fired up, right? Or people were moved when they saw the Queen Bohemian Rhapsody from the Queen music. You know, it elicits emotions. Now, if we're to use this for harm, there is speculation in history, and even Tesla maybe have talked about sonic weapons in history, that, you know, you can use sound, guess what, in a very interesting way in modern medicine. Sonic waves to break up kidney stones. Have you ever heard about this, Superdon? They can actually get you in and use it and break up a kidney. So sound can be destructive in a positive way at that point, but it can be dangerous too.
There was even that, I don't know if this is a rumor or not. I've never actually dug down to verify this, but you ever heard of something called the brown tone?
No. What is the brown tone?
This is something that apparently I you know, now that I've remembered it, I'm going to have to look this up and see if this is a real thing, but it was a sound, a frequency that was just right, that if you aimed it at people, it would cause them to lose control of their bowels.
Whoa. Okay. Yeah. Now bring that up, because there is known technology around the world that governments are using to break up riots. They use sound waves to do that. They can heat the skin with this stuff. We're not talking ionizing radiation. So recognize the power of sound. Yes, light, but light and sound. It can be uplifting. It can be destructive, depending on how you use it. This is why Michael Terrell is so brilliant with his whole tones frequencies, because getting into that frequency that is healing is so important. The frequencies we imbue the echo water with now for healing purposes. It's amazing. Now there's a new study out talking about Alzheimer's and how the music can elicit functionality in an Alzheimer's patient that they're completely gone. And you play music from their childhood and it engages something that they are now present. Music. Now, they're not saying it's healing their Alzheimer's, because when the music stops, apparently they'll go right back to where they were. But my gosh, what a powerful thing that there's a different place in this computer brain that's a conduit, right, that we tap into the causal plane, if you will, of existence, the memories through the brain that is supposedly dysfunctional, but the music engages and brings them back, at least temporarily. Is that not at least a little bit fascinating?
It definitely is. It definitely is. And I've heard of this sort of thing before. And in music, I love music, and just the idea that music can have that kind of an impact and stay with somebody to that degree, I think is fascinating, and I think they should look more into that. You know,
I mean, think
there's something there. Something
they
there.
They are. This is in the Journal of Prevention of Alzheimer's Disease. It was published recently. They talk about if you're especially into a piece of music, your brain does something called autonomous sensory meridian response, ASMR, which feels like a tingling in your brain or scalp. It's nature's own little buzz, according to this article. A natural reward that is described by some as a head orgasm. That's how they are describing this. And they say this is why people go to church, for instance, feeling the Lord move through you. And, of course, what is it? If you've ever been to a Southern Baptist church when they sing their music and their hymns and they're really into it, there's like, whoa, right? There's been plenty of comedic jokes about, you know, the white man's church, right, getting into dangerous territory here, Super Don, where they all sit. and then you go into a church in the South and you're like, whoa, that's a whole different experience. But however you experience it, music seems to have an impact that goes far beyond the limitations of some of those memories or an ability to communicate them and bring them out in an Alzheimer's disease manifestation. So y'all check this out. There's even a link back to the original article about this ASMR. So if you've got a family member with Alzheimer's, go back to the music of their youth, something that lights them up, and you can bring them back temporarily according to this, and let us know if you have an experience like this. All right, when we come back, we're going out of this world, because Super Don wants to, and I would never say no to Super Don, would I? Would I? Hey, occasionally, but not this time.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
USA Radio News.
The Dow was not in a holiday spirit as it lost 653 points. But not to worry, says incoming White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney.
The fundamentals of the economy are still great. Yes, the stock market is down. We both know it goes up and down. Unemployment is still at historic lows. Capital investment is still high. Business confidence is high. GDP is still solid. So the fundamentals are still good.
A natural disaster has the Red Cross and other relief organizations scrambling. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
Rescue efforts continue in Indonesia, where over 300 people are dead after a tsunami that was sparked by an underwater volcano. About 1,000 people are injured.
Actor Kevin Spacey is facing charges for allegedly sexually assaulting a teenager back in 2016. The victim was reportedly the son of a former TV news anchor in Boston. Spacey is set to be in court on felony charges on January 7th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Scott Belcher.
60 meters, constant velocity, 37 meters, 30 meters, 20 meters, 17 meters, standing by for touchdown. Touchdown confirmed.
Touchdown.
Yes.
What, was this the Sunday football game that Chris Barr was watching? What are you talking about?
No, that was not the New England Patriot game.
What was that?
No, check it out. So today, yeah. I'm sitting here doing show prep, and going through the news, working on the nose, stuff like that, and I get a notification from Yahoo News that there's a live event taking place, and I'm subscribed to them for like live news events and video and stuff. So I click on it, and it takes me over to NASA, and apparently there's a spaceship that had been flying for 7 months, traveling through space, And it was touching down on Mars. It's another like a Mars rover.
Okay.
And so I got to watch the countdown. I watched like for 15 minutes, you know, as they were doing their mission control and they had all the people and they were, you know, doing the things and it was the separation and the entering the atmosphere. And then that was the recording of the touchdown on the surface of Mars. And this actual Mars rover is the purpose of it is to try and take readings of any type of like seismic activity that's right. going on Mars. And so I thought it was cool. I thought it was cool.
You know what? And apologies to our dear friend, departed friend, Jerry Doyle. And I know how much he loved the space program in NASA, and I think about yes. him, too. When, you know, something like this happens, I think, yeah, Jerry would be, man, so excited today. I'm just like, earthquakes on Mars, really? How about predicting the ones here on Earth a little bit more accurately? You know, if you can argue to me that if we learned how to do it on Mars, we could do it better here, maybe I'd go with you here. But, and as much as, and man, I'm a space geek, too, growing up, right? And watching the Apollo. I had Apollo 11 astronaut pajamas when I was a kid. I was all in, you know? I'm less intrigued by dropping stuff on other planets, if that's really happening. Did you ever see the movie Capricorn 1? You remember that one?
Maybe. I don't remember.
It was like a mission to Mars that they faked, and they had a studio set and all of that. Now, this is unmanned, so I give them the possibility of reality here, because there are some folks in our audience, and I have questions about the whole, how do we get to the moon as human beings and survive the, you know, the radiation and everything. But, listen, is it part of me going, that's kind of cool. We sent something, you know, 7 months out into the space and landed it on Mars. And I'm like, that would be cool. I hope it's real. I'm that cynical at this point. Not so much that I'm totally, totally deconvinced, but I just have, there's a part of me that goes, I just wonder now, because there's so many black op budget scenarios behind the scenes of, yeah, that's just me. And I don't mean to bum you out, Superdon. I know, I'm going to catch hell for this.
Not today, because we'll take up the rest of the hour doing that. But you know what, on that note, though, mm-hmm. Did you see that, and I'm looking frantically here really quick, but there was a story last week that I was looking up, and it was about Russia.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently Russia has said that they are going to independently verify. Here it is. Russia's space agency chief, we will verify the U.S. moon landings.
That it happened or didn't happen.
Yes. So apparently Russia, for some reason, feels that it's necessary. Russia's head of Russia's space agency said that a proposed Russian mission to the moon will be tasked with verifying that the American moon landings were real.
Real. Oh, okay.
Yes.
That's interesting. If they got the budget to do it. But if they're doing a manned or unmanned mission, did they say?
That I do not have the information on here.
Okay.
How would the Russians prove that it was real, right?
Well, if they get there and the everything's there like it says.
Yeah, but how could they prove that they actually went, right?
I don't know if they didn't go.
It could be fake, right?
Well, of course, there's always that.
could be fake.
Did you see Mike Adams, the health ranger, did a really good piece on the fires in California? Just today came out.
No, I didn't get a chance to read that yet.
And he was dissecting the whole claims of directed energy weapons. And he, you know, you'll like it because he actually called it out and said it's not likely based on what we know of the potential of fires to burn hot and that, as you mentioned the other day, living healthy plants can be singed or barely affected. And that in forest fires, that happens. So it's not unprecedented. Again, he didn't come out and conclude, but he wasn't, you know, oh, I'm all in on directed energy. Because sometimes you'll go, you know, it's a little too much. And so I think that pragmatism as well.
I saw a lot of these pictures that would be shared around online. And just like most things that get shared, and it's unfortunate, on Facebook, people don't take the 5 minutes that it took me to take that picture, do a reverse image search on it, and find that picture that they were saying, look, see, here's the building that got blown up. Yeah, I mean, was on other websites 2-3 years ago. So, you know.
And to that point, Super Don, it's like when I see photographs, I don't immediately accept them as fact because there's so much ability to manipulate. And again, these events to try and throw people off by going, yay, let's just jump in and go, because we have that, what is that, confirmation bias?
Yeah.
That's a very real thing, and they play us. They play, or they attempt to. I think we're pretty good about it. I'm not going to get cocky here, but I mean, I think we're that's where I say the cynicism. No, it's more skepticism. We've got to be healthy in that realm. It's not like
healthy skepticism. Out, yes.
Not phony skepticism is what I'm talking about. And here's the next story on the agenda, Super Don, really does juxtapose well and gives me a little cover for what I said about not going so excited about landing on Mars, right? I look at what we've got back here on planet Earth and go, yep, because we've cured cancer. There's no more autism. Autoimmunity is completely resolved. So let's keep, you know, spending trillions to go to other planets or other places. And so that's not me raining on your parade. It's just an acknowledgement that could we use our resources a little bit better? Of course. Would they be used better if we didn't have a space program? Probably not, because there are entities and agencies that are looking to, you know, basically steal from the people who are the producers, the people who have jobs that are working and out there trying, and then, you know, that money is taken, it's thrown into the proverbial government coffer, or the Federal Reserve prints it out of thin air and then lays it on you and your kids and your grandkids and on and on and on for a debt that perpetuity, I shall say. It can never be repaid. So that game's going to go on whether there's a space program or not. I get that. That's what our founders said. Don't make government so powerful and strong and centralized. It's going to ruin everything. And it's true. Look, here on this show, we know how to address autoimmune diseases. We know how to address cancer. We can reverse these things. Neurological degradation. We've been through this for many, many years. We haven't required billions or trillions of dollars of research either. Nature as our alibi. Nutrient deficiencies, heavy metal toxicities, environmental degradation. Yes, there's what we call miasmic conditions. That's inherited predispositions, right? These are all part of it. But we've got a case, and we've got a lot of listeners in the United Kingdom. Howdy, y'all. Love you, too. And on UK Health Radio, they listen. Autoimmune conditions are rising by 9% each year in the United Kingdom. 9% each year. Good Lord. Do you think that we would make that the number one crisis? 9% increase? Now, there's also another thing we're going to get into in terms of autism, the new rate, 1 in 40. We'll talk about that with Dr. Bittar a little later. But my gosh, rising rates of autoimmune conditions, they say they're costing the UK billions each year. They have a socialized system. They have a single-payer system. And it's going to bankrupt it. Because what does modern medicine have for autoimmune diseases? Basically, immunosuppressant drugs. Anti-inflammatory drugs that destroy your liver, kill your immune system, and give rise to even worse diseases, including cancer. You kill the immune system, what do you expect is going to happen? So Connect Immune Research, according to this article, and we have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Y'all check it out. Let's see. They say it's a coalition of medical research charities said many autoimmune conditions are becoming more common, increasing in incidence by as much as 9% each year. You know, there's the economic concern, and that's legitimate. I get that, as we spend trillions to go out to Mars. I don't know. But what is the cause of autoimmune disease? They don't know. They don't acknowledge it. If they say genetic and if they say environment, it's just kind of terms that placate the public to say, yes, we acknowledge there are a number of reasons that this happens. And I think I've got the simplest explanation ever communicated on planet Earth about autoimmune diseases, Super Don. No, I'm not being cocky. I just think it's very simple. Your immune system is designed to know what is self and what is not self. Okay? That's immunology 101. If something goes awry there and the immune system starts attacking the cells that are self, considered self, there has to be a reason. I don't believe in random acts of miscellany in your immune system. There's a reason. The question is, what is that reason? Well, if your immune cells recognize what is you and what is not you, what happens to you that causes it to attack you? You have been altered. You have been degraded due to exposure to environmental toxins, toxins coming in through the food, water, and air, displacing the minerals that are necessary to have self-integrity. Okay? The integrity of the cell itself that is you by accordance of your own immune system. I know that's me. I'm not going to attack. And due to deficiency, toxicity, and the combination of two going on and on and on, spiraling, we have a disaster ensuing. that our immune system begins to attack what we think is our self, like rheumatoid arthritis. The cells of the bones now suddenly don't look the same. They're corrupted in space, and the immune cells go, let's attack. They're deficient in the minerals. They're loaded with toxins that don't belong there, et cetera, et cetera. Now, there's a secondary story here that goes into homeopathy. It says homeopathy 101, but I don't think this is homeopathy 101. This is at least 201, 301. You know what I'm saying? It's further on in there. Talking about autoimmune disorders and how to treat them holistically. And it goes into the studies here that were acknowledged that there is also an emotional component to autoimmune diseases. It's not just physiology. Yes, it is physiology, but emotions, what, make manifest physicality. Change your belief, alter what manifests. That's a fact, too. So the homeopathic medicines that are focused on in here are going into some very deep levels of addressing the emotional states of the patients with autoimmunity. And that may be of some assistance. And I'll, you know, encourage you guys to read into that. I'm not going to go into that now. That would get too confusing. But I want to acknowledge that if you did that and got some benefit, but ignored, neglected the toxic food and the deficiencies that resulted that altered the integrity of self that caused the immune system to attack what you thought was you, then you've missed the whole fundamental physicality of autoimmune responses, which are not the immune system gone awry or wrong. It's doing what, by God, it's designed to do. But what you have done through your behavior, either in ignorance or arrogance, is alter you to the point where your immune system says, that's not me.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
All right, thank you all for being here. 2 hours today, 6 days a week, live on GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication, GCNlive.com. You can find us at robertscottbell.com. Links to all the archives, including there and iTunes and Stitcher and TuneIn and SoundCloud, as well as YouTube, as long as we're able. Occasionally, things will end up on Brighteon as well. And it's all there in the notes. Including links to the Cyber Monday deals at the
Cyber
Hell's
Monday.
Ranger story.
I'm sure a lot of people are tired of hearing about cyber because everybody's trying to sell you stuff right now. And most of that stuff is stuff you don't need, you know, and you don't necessarily want, but they're trying to hook you in here. But if you do want to get some stuff that we would stand behind, over at the Health Ranger store, for the next 5 hours, you only got 5 hours left. He's blowing out all kinds of stuff on the store, up to 61% off. And I mean, we're talking about stuff that you can actually use.
Yes.
Things like turmeric, you know, and organic cocoa powder and astaxanthin and pink Himalayan salt, you know, 40, 50, 60% off. So if you go over to robertscottbell.com, we've got a couple of banners there. You click on the banner, pick up some stuff at a really great price that you can take, you know, advantage of and use. And that's also a great way to support the show because we get a little piece of that when you do that.
I think, yeah, that's it. And also our friend Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com, I think he succumbed to my mom's charms because she said, why aren't you doing a Cyber Monday deal? And he came out and said, today only at ChooseToBeHealthy.com.
Yes.
Extra 5% off. That never happens. So go ahead and take advantage of that as well.
Also, I don't want to forget about this because we talked about this yesterday and it's still going on. Ty Bollinger is still until midnight tonight. If you go over, we've got a banner there. He's doing the Truth About Vaccines, the seven episode docuseries that he did a while back.
Right.
If you get one, it's 90% off. 90% off. Of the original price, and when you get one for 90% off, you get another one free. So you get two copies of The Truth About Vaccines. It's like for less than $30.
We got all of your holiday shopping here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, including WholeTones.com, 20% off with the code RSB20. Now, time for some great moments in science.
Great moments in science.
Science.
Great moments in science.
You know, there's a theme park called Legoland, but I don't think this is part of the tour. I hope not, anyway.
It's more like, where does the Lego land, right?
Yes, where's Waldo? Yes. Oh, where's the head off of your little Lego, little Johnny? Oh, I ate it. Well, apparently, some scientists got wind of that. This happens occasionally. Kids swallow Legos. And they wanted to know how long it would take to get through you. So they went out and found, I think, what, 6 volunteers to swallow a Lego head. They beheaded a little Lego man. Yeah. And swallowed it to find out how long it would take to transit through and come on out the other end. Now, my question is, Super Don, who gets to look for it when it comes out? Or even before? Because you don't know when it's coming out. Every time you go, number 2, I think it is, you're going to be going, how much?
Is it there?
Oh, is it there?
Is it there yet? Is it there yet? Is it there yet?
Yeah. Oh, man.
No, so, yeah, they had to actually dig through, you know, and try and find the little Lego head, and they found, where's the number on this? On average, it took, where is it here? Let's see, the most, let's see, what's this?
1 to 3 days?
Or is it 1 to 3 days? Yeah, and so, they came up with the answer they were looking for, but listen, let's not poke too much fun at this, because this was very scientific.
Okay.
Because they had some things in here. The researchers developed what they call a stool hardness and transit. The acronym for that is SHAT. Stool hardness and transit. No. In order to try and measure, you know, how long it took and the hardness of the stool. And then, and then the researchers also had to tabulate what they described as the found and retrieved time, which is the acronym for that is FART. So the fart score was just the number of days it took to pass and retrieve the Lego head. So listen, we've cured cancer.
Yeah,
we've answered all of the great you know, mysteries of the universe, and now we know how many days it takes to pass a Lego head if you happen to swallow it.
We have searched your poo, so now you don't have to.
Yucky, 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 yucky,
gross. Yeah.
That's right.
All right, that's it. Thanks. We covered the SHAT and the FART. Super Don has been made complete right here. But there's a whole other hour to go, folks. Don't go anywhere. Dr. Rasha Bittar is scheduled to join us to do some advanced medicine. Not such good news, but now autism, they say 1 in 40. We've got gastritis, probiotics, sonic attacks, Alzheimer's, vax, and college students and the adenovirus. Maybe it's mold. With that, we're going to take a break and be back, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.